This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, you're going to share with us, coming up, a story about some family that was broken up by the Child Protective Services Agency. I'm not sure which state, but you'll be telling us more about that coming up. Apparently, it's a terrible story. But in other bad news, the CEO or former CEO of RentBoy.com is going to prison. According to NBCNewYork.com, the former CEO of a once popular male escort service website who pleaded guilty last year to promoting prostitution was sentenced to 6 months in prison by a judge who said she wanted to send a deterrent message, even though she knows the business helped people.
Helped.
Jeffrey Harand, who ran the RentBoy.com site, which billed itself as the largest site for male escorts in the world, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge, so this was federal charges,
okay,
Margot K. Brody in Brooklyn. Brody said, quote, "The very thing that is illegal, there is no question that it did a lot of good," she said of the website as she announced a $7,500 fine. "Almost two decades of committing a crime, though, that can't go unpunished," she said. Harant defended the business that he said he ran openly for 20 years, saying many sex workers had told him the website enabled them to work safely and independently after years of laboring in deplorable conditions. He said, "I disagree with the law I violated. I'm obliged to follow it. My company mitigated many of the dangers of sex work," he said. Brody noted that many positive letters were sent to her on Harant's behalf. She said, "I'm convinced you started the site for a good purpose," unquote. Prosecutors sought at least a short prison term to deter operators of other escort services from similar misconduct, while his lawyers argued that he deserves probation. In letters to the court, lawmakers, civil rights organizations, and other supporters cautioned that a tough sentence could send the wrong message to the gay community. "The case is troubling, quote, because it harkens back to a dark chapter in our nation's history when the government used its vast resources and threatened LGBT adults by exposing their private consensual sexual activity," wrote a Manhattan Democrat, Brad Holman. 5 New York City council members from the LGBT community also signed a letter arguing that, quote, "a harsh sentence will serve neither society nor the rehabilitation of Mr. Harant." Other letters written last year by two Democratic congressmen from New York to the Department of Justice and Homeland Security questioned whether agencies had wasted their time and resources on pursuing a victimless crime. I'm glad to hear all of this support for somebody who was running an escort ring, basically.
Surprised.
I am, yeah, pleasantly surprised to hear it. Even the judge herself acknowledging that people said that they benefited from this. So he was only sentenced to apparently 6 months probation in
this case.
Could have
been worse.
Yeah, sorry, 6 months in prison. So he is going to the pokey.
That's worse.
It's a little bit worse, but 6 months, you know, all said and done.
6 months for a guy running a gay escort service in the pokey. That's nice, Ian.
But yeah, no. I mean, he did
it
for 20
years.
You know
why they call it the pokey, right?
He did it for I don't know. I could imagine, but I'm not sure if that's originally why they called it that. That term goes back for a ways, doesn't it?
So does poking.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, in letters to the court, again, people wrote to the judge, "Before authorities arrested Harant and seized the RentBoy website, it had thousands of advertisers paying up to $300 a month, with 500,000 visitors a day and revenues of $10 million in the past 5 years.
Jeez, that must have been automated because you just could not keep that kind of, like, you couldn't have ad execs running those kind of numbers.
The business hosted parties and an annual award show for escorts called the Hookies. Prosecutors alleged that Rent Boy was the equivalent of an online brothel and what the site called escorts were actually prostitutes. They said proof was in explicit ads featuring nude photos, listings of all manner of physical attributes, and pricing options ranging from $150 an hour to $3,500 for a weekend. Now, just because you have a price listed on your website as an escort doesn't mean that you're a prostitute. There are people out there who are escorts that, you know, they don't guarantee any kind of sexual services in return for that $150 an hour or $3,000 for a weekend. They just guarantee they'll spend that time with you. And then if they feel so inclined during that time, maybe they'll decide to do something sexual, but that's never a guarantee, at least. That's the impression you're supposed to get from these escorts. We actually interviewed, actually, you weren't here for the interview, but we had Vin Armani on the show from Gigolos, which is a show on Showtime. He was at the Anarchapulco event. You had to step away for a meeting, and I had Vin on the show. Just a fascinating guy. You know, it's an interesting business. In his case, it's actually women that hire him as an escort. But
clearly, I almost don't believe him.
Clearly, Rent Boy. Well, on the show, it shows him cavorting around with women.
Men would love to believe that it is possible for them to make a living if they just did enough sit-ups as a sex toy for beautiful women. I don't believe it.
You're saying the majority of his business is coming from men?
I think the majority of his business is probably marketing himself as a gigolo and people talking to him about being a gigolo and all those things. Do I think that no woman has ever given him money for sex? No, I wouldn't go quite that far.
You don't give an escort money for sex, Mark. That would be prostitution. In this case, you're hiring the escort for their time, and you know that could involve going out to dinner or to a show, and then if something happens afterwards, that's another question.
I've heard the song and I've seen the dance. All right.
He's on a TV show, so there's a good chance that more women are interested in hiring his services.
Sure. You know,
he's charging like $5,000 to $1,000.
Sure, women are just falling all over themselves to be seen as the lady who paid money to have this guy with them, because that's exactly what would happen if you had a guy who's on television as a gigolo with you. Like, I don't know. There certainly is some small percentage of women out there that would find this to be an attractive thing, but
apparently it's a small enough percentage to keep him doing pretty well for himself.
God bless him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not calling
him
a liar.
You're just jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Okay.
Not jealous.
Because he is a handsome man.
I believe he's a handsome man. Yeah. I believe I'm a handsome man. The human race wouldn't be here if men didn't think they were handsome.
He has the financial incentive to go to the gym every day, though, so he's in much better shape than you.
What do you mean the financial? Oh, because he's...
He's getting paid very well to be a gigolo.
I should go to the gym more than I do. That's for certain.
Yeah. I enjoy my time with Vin. I actually was on his show earlier this year. You can find that over at publicity.freetalklive.com. So there really are male gigolos who do attract women, female customers. But in the case of Rent Boy, that was not.
It's got to be very, very, very difficult. I mean, it's not like this has never been investigated, Ian. To attempt to find in your particular area a male prostitute that specializes in.
That's why
women.
You have to go to Vegas to get Vin Armani. That's where
he and
a select group of men who actually do this for women.
It's him with a freaking fake mustache is that select group, okay? I mean, I just don't believe that there's very, very
few. That was my first question. I'm telling you, Mark, my first question for him was, you know, are most of your customers male?
Second question is, no. Do I look like an idiot, Vin? Convince me,
he's got video footage.
Of what?
Of him with women.
I've got video footage of me with women, too.
Women customers. He does a TV show about this.
God bless him.
I mean, I would
think
television
that is entertainment.
Yes,
entertainment is lies. Okay?
Well, not always. Not always.
No, it's not always. Yeah. But you know
on
that
television there's a lot of lies. That's for sure.
You know
that's
that House sure. isn't actually a doctor, right?
I've never seen the show. You know I don't know anything about it.
You know that there
if it's
aren't
an actor, then no, he's not,
actually
he's not a doctor.
Any dragons like there are on Game of Thrones, right?
But this is a reality TV series, so they're at the very least supposed to have the patina of legitimacy.
Right. So that's the first lie is right in the first word, reality.
Yeah. There's no doubt, Mark. I'm not denying that reality TV series will, you know, pump up the circumstances and edit for, you know, the entertainment factor. And there's no doubt about that. Set up scenarios that wouldn't have existed otherwise. But I didn't get the feeling that Vin was being dishonest in the interview. And you weren't there for it, so you really don't have any kind of read on him. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, rentboy.com's boss man is going to prison. If you want to comment on legalized prostitution, that was where I was going to go until we went off the tangent there. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about Dash. It is a digital money platform, digital cash, designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized. It's also run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. That's Dash.org. Go there and find out why. All right, so you can bring up whatever you want. The CEO or ex-CEO of RentBoy.com ran a website for about 20 years where escorts were charging from as little as $150 an hour to as much as $3,500 for an entire weekend together. They were listed with nude photos and listings of all manner of physical attributes. That led prosecutors to claim that this was a website advertising prostitutes, not escorts. He ended up being found guilty in the case, while the judge made comments about how she believed that people were helped by this website because she received.
Did they go into how they were helped?
I suspect during the trial that they did, but basically it was, you know, prostitutes who had contacted the judge during sentencing to say, hey, look, this website helped me. It helped keep me safe, basically. Maybe better able to assess who a customer was in advance, perhaps, because it could be very dangerous out for a sex worker in the streets.
If, sure.
If that's where you're doing business, you're going to come across some very undesirable characters, perhaps Johns who are interested in hurting you, perhaps Johns who are interested in robbing you. Those things happen. And the reverse does occur as well, yep. Where the Johns will get hurt and or robbed by some shifty prostitutes. But in this case, it was the prostitutes who were being protected. And they, you know, they let the judge know that. And the judge actually acknowledged this during the sentencing. So I think it's interesting that, you know, in this case, which you could draw some parallels here between this and, let's say, the Silk Road. The Silk Road, for those that don't know, is an underground marketplace in the so-called dark net, the very first of its kind that really made a splash back in 2011 when it came out and actually, you could argue, did a lot to promote Bitcoin, for better or for worse. But the Silk Road case, the operator of that website, Ross Ulbricht, who was an operator for a time, may not have been the operator the entire time, but they went after him, and they got him. They got him convicted, a jury. It was a debacle. Talking about how it was a debacle would sidetrack us for 3 hours.
Yes, it would.
Because there's a lot to how they screwed over Ross Ulbricht. But the judge in that case wanted to send a message and send him to prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years for running a website.
Yeah.
Where people could, had they been willing to come out and admit it, where people could have said, hey, this website helped me out. So in the same way that the Rent Boy consumers or the Rent Boy vendors or whatever, in the same way that they were saying, hey, this helped me, the people who bought drugs from the Silk Road, this underground marketplace, could very well have sent letters in saying, yeah,
The judge had, in that case, probably had no intention, and they very well could have, but probably had no intention.
Maybe they did. I doubt it, though, because if you think about it, you know, the typical drug user, they don't want to come out of the closet.
No, they skulk about.
They don't want to wear it on their sleeve. You know, if you're a weekend warrior, cocaine user or something like that, a professional generally is not going to come out and say, yes, I am this drug user, and so I believe that I'm safer now because I used the Silk Road and you know, all the drugs there were of better quality, and therefore I was able to make sure that I didn't overdose. And
you wouldn't expect the Johns to come out and do that either. What you really should be asking for is for the drug dealers.
Which is even less likely that they're going to do that.
And drug dealers, aren't known for their fidelity.
Well, and also they don't want to be, you know, they just don't want to be known, period.
Why would prostitutes?
You know, it's an interesting question. It's just maybe it's become more acceptable.
Are gay prostitutes just better people than drug dealers?
Maybe sex work has become more acceptable. I mean, if you think about it, this judge is acknowledging that this site helped people. It would be very unlikely that the judge in the Ross Ulbricht case would make any kind of acknowledgement like that. Because, well, you don't want to be seen as helping drug dealers. Drug dealers are bad people, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe the idea is that prostitutes aren't such bad people anymore. Maybe that is starting to change here.
I'd say it's probably true.
Yeah, maybe people can acknowledge publicly now that prostitutes are ultimately doing a consensual act and that they are helping people, whether it's they're helping themselves stay safe from dangerous Johns, or whether it's them helping, you know, some old guy who hasn't gotten his rocks off in 30 years who, you know, wants to have a good time when he's out at a business meeting in Manhattan or something like that.
That probably wasn't on their resume.
What?
That particular story that you just trotted out.
Which person's resume? The visitor?
Whoever was talking to the judge.
The prostitute?
The prostitutes.
Right. I was saying that the prostitute.
No one's considering getting the old guy's rocks off as
helping
about,
them
as any kind of social good. All right, Ian.
But it is.
Well, that it is
right, because I mean, haven't you pointed out before that in places where prostitution is legalized that you see rape numbers go down?
Oftentimes, yeah. They're somewhat correlative.
Yeah, I mean, correlation is not causation in everything,
no.
But still, it's interesting.
If correlation is strong and replicable, then
that's strong evidence.
It's proof for causation.
Certainly a strong argument for it. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that people are safer when you have prostitutes operating openly, because the people who want to acquire sexual services and are willing to pay for it can do it legally in the areas where they can do it. Unfortunately, in most places in the United States, it's not legal to do this. They do have to hide in the shadows. So kudos to those prostitutes for being able to come out. And we've seen
the places where it's legal, I would point out, prostitution is, you know, it doesn't have many of the you know, the social ills that go along with it.
The STDs, the violence,
the theft.
Yeah.
Prostitutes are not known exactly for being. A friend of mine works in security in Las Vegas. He says, yeah, the prostitutes aren't in it for the sex. You know,
they're stealing.
They're thieves is basically what they are.
Okay, that's. I'm sure there are some of them who are, but I suspect not most of them.
Ian, there aren't any brothels in Vegas.
Oh, in Vegas. Okay. Gotcha.
So these are thieves that use a system to get into your hotel room. Are all of them thieves? No. But
I wonder what portion of them
are.
The
vast majority of them were. I was robbed by one and never even...
You were on the streets.
Presuming she was a prostitute. I don't know. I mean, it's not like she was wearing a shirt that said prostitute or anything.
Yeah, that's a. Did you tell that story on the air? That's right.
I think so. She grabbed my the short thing is she grabbed my glasses
on the streets.
Right. She stuck her foot underneath my suitcase that I was rolling down the street.
Yep.
She said that I needed to compensate her for that. She grabbed the glasses off
and
my face and extorted the glasses, back to me. I decided it just wasn't worth the trouble. I think I had $46 in my pocket. I gave them to her. I got my glasses back, and at some point or another, I did manage to get them clean from her smudgy little fingers.
Yeah. Wanted to hire this lady anyway. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here in moments. Good point. This is Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. You know, we've been telling you about the Bitcoin mining pool over at pool.bitcoin.com. And, Mark, you and I are both involved in the Bitcoin mining pool.
Yep.
You, however, are mining Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin Core Bitcoin.
Right. What will soon be SegwitCoin.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to call it that on any exchanges, but it's called Bitcoin Core, I think, officially. And you've been mining that, even though Bitcoin Cash is available to be mined now over at pool.bitcoin.com.
That's right. Now I'm probably going to switch over just to test it out and see what's like.
Well, I've been testing Bitcoin Cash, and so far we haven't found a single block.
You've mined nothing yet.
But then again, there have only been like 15 blocks found in the last day. So
yeah, difficulty is extraordinarily high and should reset in a relatively short period
of time.
That's
what I understand.
Some amount of hours.
So I'm doing it just for ideological purposes. I wanted to kind of
what's
back
the ideology?
I wanted to back the underdog.
That's an emotional move.
But. Well, whatever, man. Backing the underdog in this case, Bitcoin Cash, this new thing that's hit the scene. We talked a lot about it last night.
It's been really amazing today.
It's been interesting to watch it. The price has gone up generally over the last day. And I know a lot of people, including myself, I kind of thought that both Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash were going to fall in price, but neither of them have. In fact, Bitcoin Cash has gone up, and Bitcoin, old Bitcoin has sort of stayed steady.
Yeah.
So it's been really fascinating. Anyway, over at pool.bitcoin.com, you can get involved in mining whichever one of those two that you would like to mine. It's probably more profitable to mine the old Bitcoin for the moment, Bitcoin Core. But maybe that's going to change as that difficulty goes down over on the Bitcoin Cash side. So it's up to you. You can get involved in a mining contract there, and you don't have to deal with any of the maintenance or the equipment upgrades or the configurations. You just have to invest and then collect. That's the plan. And they'll show you estimates of what you might be able to collect over with their calculator over
at Pool. It's not like they don't have some experience, right?
They get a lot of it. Yeah, pool.bitcoin.com. That's pool.bitcoin.com. You should check that out. And then, of course, bitcoin.com, just as a general site, is a great starter point for learning about Bitcoin, getting the basics. And
also, if you want to find news, they've got full-time reporters there that are reporting on cryptocurrencies around the clock. So
yep.
News.bitcoin.com is where I go to get Bitcoin news.
They are doing a great job over there reporting on the news at news.bitcoin.com. Now, we talk about other things. I said before the show tonight, Mark, we got to avoid talking about cryptocurrencies because we've been pretty heavy on those subjects over the last several days. And it has to do with the Bitcoin split and all that. If you want to learn more about that, just check out our yesterday show or Saturday night where we went into detail with Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com about the changes that have happened in Bitcoin. Anyway, RentBoy.com, I don't know if they took cryptocurrency, but they should have. The boss man over there who was in charge for 20 years is going to prison for 6 months. He's got a $7,500 fine and probably going to be some probation on top of that. Homeland Security's involvement in the takedown, according to NBC New York, .com, along with an absence of any allegations that RentBoy was a menace to society beyond simple prostitution, like engaging in human trafficking or exploiting minors, so there weren't those things sort of weighing it down. Nobody had accused them of doing those, you know, naughty things. But it stirred anger and fear in the gay community. That is, Homeland Security's involvement stirred the anger and fear. Activists questioned why the agency would single out RentBoy when other escort websites, gay or straight, continue to do business. And that is an interesting point. And by the way, this started during the Obama administration, just to be clear, this attacking of RentBoy.com. So it's not like, you know, this is some sort of move by Trump against the gay community. This was just the Justice Department, just, you know, the Department of Homeland Security targeting this website.
Yeah, they tend to be really sort of haphazard with things like this.
The government, you mean?
Yeah, for whatever reason, they'll find one organization. And look, I'm not waxing conspiratorial here. I have no reason, no understanding why they pick, you know, one of them or whatever. But sometimes they just, you know, for whatever reason, when the state's red eye falls upon thee, that you're just in trouble. Now, there's websites out there that are doing the same things. In Florida, where we're from, there are lingerie and lingerie modeling and massage studios. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, real sorry to all the people who make a living giving actual massages here. But that's what they call these things.
Yeah,
intimate shower salons. I mean, they have all kinds of terminology for these things, and they're brothels. They're just roadside brothels, and for whatever reason, they don't bother these things. But oh well, you know, they decided RentBoy.com needed to come down.
Yeah, why? Why is that?
It's one of two choices. Either somebody got sideways of some particular bureaucrat.
They hired a rent boy and they got, you know, didn't get what they were expecting, or something like that.
Or somebody's husband did, right? You know, or who knows?
Could be.
Any of these things could have happened. And, you know, like one of the rent boys ripped him off. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe a federal agent wanted a bribe to leave him alone and they wouldn't pay it.
It's all wild speculation, is all it is. Or they just, somebody's like, dear God, this is male prostitution on the internet. And they don't investigate to find that they're stopped at all. They're just like, this one here needs to stop.
So, I mean, it's tragic, especially, you know, seeing that the federal government is charging this guy. I mean, it would be one thing if it was New York State that was going after him, but it's the federal government. And why is there a charge for promoting prostitution at the federal level anyway? That doesn't even... I mean, even if you believe in the idea of the federal government, and I don't, I mean, I want to see the idea of the state end in my lifetime. That would be really nice. But even if you do subscribe to the idea of these sort of overarching governments, why would the federal government, you know, need to be involved in that? Prostitution is always a local so-called crime, even though they're running a website, and so therefore anybody anywhere can, you know, utilize the services of the website. I mean, I get that the argument is it's crossing state borders to some extent because it's a website, and somebody outside of New York could order a prostitute from New York, you know, while they're sitting in New Jersey, order a prostitute in New York and all that. But I mean, ultimately, it's still that crime is being committed in New York. You're paying a New York prostitute for a night in New York or whatever.
Well, I mean, so we know that if a crime has been committed, it is committed in a geographic location.
Yeah.
I have yet to have sex not in a geographic location. So if
I mean, it's unlikely you're going to have sex right on the state border, but I guess you could.
That is
where half
the
of you
problem
is in one
of
side
the people who yeah. work in those states. But you're absolutely correct is that it's, you know, it's legal to make money. It's legal to have sex. It's not legal to make money having sex. So
unless you're in porn.
In two states.
Right.
And so that, again, porn occurs in a geographic location.
Correct.
Right? Like it happens in a spot, and that spot is in a state.
It needs to be cleaned.
If it's in the United States. Yeah, it's a spot that needs a good scrubbing. And, you know, that leaves it to the state authorities. For whatever reason, the feds got involved in this, and sometimes they do, and no one stops them because they have, you know, they just claim it's jurisdiction or whatever, and they just do it.
Promoting prostitution was the charge. 6 months in prison. He did plead guilty, by the way. That was the one thing I wasn't clear on, was whether this was a plea deal or an actual trial. So he never really did go to trial, took a guilty plea, and then a bunch of people emailed in, or wrote letters, rather, I guess, to the judge, saying, hey, look, this guy was actually helping us out. He was giving us a safe place to do this business. It's the oldest profession in the world, Judge. This isn't going to go away.
I thought that was Shepherd.
Huh?
I thought that was Shepherd.
Oh, Shepherd's the oldest business in the world?
It's a joke.
Gotcha. I thought you were saying the judge's name was Shepherd. Anyway, so they were trying to get this judge to show leniency. And I don't know what the normal sentence is for promoting prostitution at the federal level, but it does seem like 6 months for running a website ostensibly promoting prostitution for 20 years is a relatively light sentence on the scale of federal sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he did a whole lot better than Ross Ulbricht did for ultimately what is a similar crime of running a website where people can trade things on that website that you sort of know as the webmaster that those things are going on.
Right.
Huge disparity here. 855-450, free like freedom. Your thoughts on legalizing prostitution or whatever. Free talk.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused
household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
A great president once said, "The nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help." Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. As always, you can take control of the airwaves by joining us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And so there we go, finally on the... the YouTube feed. Apologies to our YouTube viewers there. Anyway, you can watch us on YouTube when I remember to turn the camera on over at cam.freetalklive.com.
Pathetic.
So, yeah, there you go. It's hard to find good help.
I'm telling you. How are we going to run a professional organization here? Ian, what?
So, yeah, you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. We talked, I think we pretty much covered the rent boy thing. Yes, prostitution should be legal. Do people still disagree with that statement? I mean, we can almost never find somebody who wants to make the argument that prostitution should still be legal, because it's a horrifying...
Illegal? You mean still be illegal?
Still be illegal. It's a horrifyingly inhumane thing to say, is that people shouldn't be able to charge money to perform sexual services for people. You can perform sexual services for free. That's no problem. But if you want to get paid for your time, then whoa. Now, all of a sudden, it's really immoral and bad, and we need to get the government involved here and start arresting people. What?
I've heard the arguments against these things. Most of them,
yeah, we've heard them,
don't shake out particularly well. But what I often find is people saying things like, "I'm not allowed to have an opinion on that. I have a wife." You know, like things like that.
Meaning they probably would want to see it legal, but they don't want to say because the wife might hear.
Yeah, I don't. It's fascinating. Like, I can say in front of my wife that I think the prostitution should be legal, and I don't think that the presumption is that I'm going to run off to one as soon as it is.
Well, I guess that says more about that other person's marriage than it does anything else.
I suppose.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we continue, Mark, you've got a story about child protective services in some state. I'm not sure which one, but they broke up a family. Surprise, surprise. What's the news?
California. There is a twist to this. They aren't Americans.
Oh, so therefore it's totally fine. Go right ahead and break up their family.
It's weird. It's a weird story. No, it's certainly not that. This is, I think it's on MSNBC.com, mm-hmm. but I think it's hosted through mom.me. I'm not sure. Hmm. Jennifer Thomae of two days ago. An evening last November started out like any other for Mary. Names have been changed to protect the innocent. But a parenting decision she made set off a spiral of events that will forever mark her family's stories about life with a toddler and a newborn. They'll look back on these days with mixed feelings, never forgetting the sheer terror and feelings of helplessness watching strangers walk away with her sons,
yeah.
one of whom was a nursing newborn. On that evening, her parents-in-law were cooking dinner, and she played with her two boys while her husband took a shower. Sounds like a pretty ordinary evening. As usual, Vincent, the older of the two, got jealous of his baby brother, and he was trying to nudge in. And as usual, he threw a tantrum when the mom asked him to not take his brother's toys.
Okay.
Within a few minutes, his tantrum escalated, and after several attempts to calm him down, Mary picked him up, put him out on the patio, stood by the open window, inches away, where she told him he could come back in as soon as he stopped hitting her. So,
seems reasonable.
It seems like a reasonable punishment to me.
Yeah.
To most parents, this seems like a typical evening with an emotional toddler, but for Mary and her family, who were a week away from relocating to Germany, it quickly became an unimaginable nightmare that lasted more than 2 months. Moments later, I'm sorry, this is one of those little things that they stick in the middle of a story. Sorry.
That's okay.
2 hours after Vincent's tantrum, there was a knock at the door. Mary saw several sheriff's deputies standing outside and quickly opened up, assuming that there had been some crime or accident in the neighborhood.
Some neighbor, some busybody called the cops.
Now, what would have happened if she didn't answer the door? I can't answer that.
Yeah, but wait, by this point, the son was back inside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just moments that he was out there. For a toddler, a few seconds is a lifetime. I mean, it's a very, very long period of time.
But he made a bunch of noise outdoors.
Yeah. Right? And she said that he could come back in when he was, promised not to hit her.
And right. But she put him outdoors because he was being a brat.
Yeah. And she
and
said
then
she was
while
never
he was outdoors, presumably he made a little bit of a stink, right?
And she says she was never more than 12 inches from him.
So she's like closed the door, just kind of, show him what's
for. It's a glass door.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. So she completely was, she was completely dumbfounded when they told her that they were there investigating her for child abuse and endangerment.
Jeez.
It's like something out of a movie, Mary, soft-spoken, trilingual woman with a master's degree.
Right, because people don't believe this can happen to them. So, of course, it seems like this is otherworldly.
People listening to me right now don't believe that this could happen to their family.
Right, because you take care of your kids well, right? Like, you think to yourself, you're a good parent, you're trying your best. I mean, obviously, everybody makes mistakes, but generally, I think a lot of people consider themselves, doing their best as a parent would do. They would never hurt their children intentionally, but nonetheless, the cops show up and you're shocked. You're shocked because you're not a bad person.
Some busybody hears you say that you can come back in when you stop hitting me, and they think that it's child abuse, and they call the law.
People believe that the police only come to bad people's houses, that the police only come to criminals' homes, that they're only going after real abusers, but that's not the truth. The truth is they're going after all kinds of regular folks who've had some, neighbor snitch on them.
Well, I think what they think is that the system will work it out, and in this case, the system did work it out, but we have to look at the consequences of what working it out means, and if efficiency can be raised in that area, and how would efficiency be raised? And I can tell you this, efficiency will not be raised in child protective services or local law enforcement by us sitting around and saying nothing or going to the butts of bureaucrats.
Sure.
That isn't going to solve the problem. There is a way to solve the problem, and that's the opposite of that direction. So going on, she says, it never occurred to me that putting a kid on a patio was an issue. We live in a secure, gated apartment complex, and there are at least 4 feet of hedges between the sidewalk and our patio. We literally know all our neighbors, and I was never more than 12 inches away, even if it was on the other side of an open window. For the next 2 hours, sheriff's deputies interviewed Mary and her husband and asked...
That's where she went wrong, right there. Oh, sure. Now, I don't know the story, obviously, and you're going to tell us more about it here in moments. But when the cops show up, I mean, this isn't legal advice, but it's just my understanding. As a longtime member of copblock.org, somebody who knows a thing or two about your rights when dealing with the police, it's my understanding that when the police show up at your door and they knock, because they... She was inside. He was inside at that point. It's not like they came up and, you know, grabbed her son and then, you know, held him hostage. You got to talk to us or you're not going to get your son back. Everybody was indoors. So if everybody's indoors in your home, you're generally pretty safe. You don't even have to open the door for these guys. I know they'd always do it in the movies. In the movies and the television shows.
The movies and television shows that we have recently reported are almost entirely funded by the federal government. Like, almost all of them have some kind of funding coming in, from cartoons to serials to, you know, movies, that it's just incredible the amount of money that they get from the government.
Right. They, you know, they show you the narrative that when the cops show up, you have to open the door. Well, no, you don't. If they've got a warrant to come in, they're going to come in. But if they're just coming on a, you know, a knock and talk, as they might call it, the knock and talk, where they want you to talk yourself into an arrest or into, you know, some sort of admission that you've done something that might be illegal. Not necessarily that it's wrong.
They're going to say they had to come because a report
they were
was
called.
Made.
Yeah.
And that much is probably, you know, it's not true, but it's close. It's in the zip code of true, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, the officers themselves had to come because they were dispatched.
Sure. But they could then turn around and leave.
They could choose to do that. But they had to kind of wait around for CPS. So while they're waiting around, they've got to, you know, what are we going to do? We'll investigate. Now, I'm not going to say that I think she talked herself into charges.
Oh, I don't know if they were charges. I haven't heard the rest of the story.
Well, they were charges.
Okay.
I'm not, because that's CPS's job more than it is the police. But the police are collecting evidence. And what I can say is... First off, defense attorneys, the people that work for you, will tell you, never talk to the police. And if you
That's
have
right.
to talk to the police, never talk to the police. But if you feel you have to talk to them,
never talk to them.
To
the police.
Right? Like, they will repeat it to you over and over again. This isn't my advice. This is the advice from professionals.
That's correct.
I'll tell you what the police do when they're being investigated. They don't talk to the police.
They lawyer up. Call the union.
Okay? So are you going to do something that they don't do? That they don't do? Are you going to
right.
disrespect their advice for themselves? Okay, so that's the first thing.
Right.
Second thing, she didn't do herself any favors. Like, the situation didn't go away because she talked to the police.
Correct.
You understand? Sometimes that happens.
They may have left. Had she not opened the door, had they just simply ignored the police, they may have knocked for a while, but eventually they've got other things that they're, you know, they're being called to do.
Yeah.
They're going to go on to those
other
things.
They're either going to bust your door down or they're not.
Right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves. Here, we got more from this story and how things spiral down from here. It's Free Talk Live. Now, if you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.